Today's program was brought to you by Bonnie Plants, bonnieplants.com.
I'm Damon Bolte, host of The Speakeasy. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times best-selling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Deadspin.com, and today my guest is Corey Sika. Corey is a writer of sorts, as he very modestly describes himself, in New York City, and the co-proprietor of The All. And today we are going to be talking about hairy situations, both human and feline. Welcome, Corey.
Oh my God. Thanks for having me.
Thanks
this is amazing.
For coming.
Hairy situations.
Hairy situations. So you have a lot to say about hair, probably more about human hair than you do even about cat hair. But we're going to start with cat hair because in addition to being a writer of sorts, Corey is also a noted cat person. You have how many cats now, Corey?
I have 14 cats.
No, you don't.
Oh, I don't. I have two cats live inside my house.
Okay.
Two feline companion animals.
And you have low pile cats.
I do. I have American domestic short hairs.
Okay. I like low pile.
Yeah. One is a smallish tabby who is relatively not so hairy. But the other one is almost 20 pounds of cat. So despite the fact that he has a short hair, he just has so much body that he also has more hair.
There's volume.
Volume.
There's volume.
They
there.
Also drop a lot of whiskers, which is weird. I don't quite know what that's about.
Oh, do you collect those to do magic?
I save the whiskers.
Oh, good.
Witchily.
Okay, good. Because if you didn't, I would be very, very upset with you.
That's fair.
We'll do some magic later today. but first, let's talk about hair removing magic. So I, as you know, get a lot of questions about cleaning up after cats, of all kinds of cat messes. Hair is probably the biggest one, then the hair balls. And then cats do that charming thing where when they get mad at you, they pee on your stuff as a form of protest. Which I have to say, I have to give kind of my standard cat disclaimer here, because I take a lot of guff and grief from the cat people for giving them guff and grief. But what I always want to tell cat people is, first of all, I tease because I love. And I love that how much cat owners love their cats. I really like genuinely do love that. And so I don't hate your cats. I tease because I love it. And it's partly my job to bring a little humor. And cats are pretty freaking funny when you think about them. First of all, if you had a friend who came into your home and barfed on your floor and peed in your bed, not only would you not let that friend back in your house, you probably just wouldn't be friends with that person anymore.
Correct.
But your cat, you like let back in your bed after all that, which is hilarious. Cats win.
Yeah, there is definitely a thing where an animal gets in a pile of sand and takes a big dump and then crawls into bed with you, which is literally like, why is this a thing that is allowed to happen?
It's a little crazy. And, you know, kudos to the cats.
No, they won.
They for that arrangement.
I mean, I will say cats are a little bit like dogs in that they do like to have a job, a lot of them, which is a funny thing people don't think about cats. So,
oh.
I mean, why cats?
What cat? Do your cats blog for you on your blog network?
My cats like to do a little light typing. They like to protect the house. They actually do. They're protecting it from another cat outside right now, but they also protect it from bugs. They patrol the perimeter. Like, they're actually doing really good. They like to work, and then they literally turn to me like a Saint Bernard or a German Shepherd and are like, look what I'm doing. And then I'm like, yes, here's a snack. And they're like, do, 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 do. So, I mean, an active cat definitely helps demolish some of these terrible stereotypes about cats, which are not inaccurate.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So they're great. They're also a little evil, which I love about them too.
Very evil.
They're very evil. I love that though. I mean, I genuinely admire cats and am cat-like. I think Corey, you're very cat-like too.
Oh, sure.
I think we're both pretty.
We're devious.
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are. Okay, but today we want to talk specifically about the cat hair.
Yes.
Which is, you know, I will say of all the things that cats do, the hair part is not deliberate. Like they can't. Mm-hmm. They actually can't help that. They can help the, you know, peeing on your bed.
Yes, and no cat should be allowed to pee anywhere they're not supposed to. Yes.
Right. But they do.
No, they do not if they're taken care of properly. Well, yeah, they need to be beaten or stabbed.
Don't beat
No, I'm kidding. Don't ever beat a cat. I don't want to be in jail. No. But you cannot tolerate bad behavior from cats. I mean, you have to really... You can train cats. Cats can be taken care of. But let's return to hair before I go on my high horse about cat training.
Yeah. We'll talk cat training another time. Okay. So I want to hear... I want to hear your basic hair... coping strategies, and then I want to ask you to read a question from one of my Ask a Clean Person readers, and you and I are going to talk about what this poor lady is going to do about her home.
You always get the best questions.
I get the best questions. I really, although I will say, so you know, Corey is very modest in asking me to describe him as a writer of sorts. Corey is way more than a writer of sorts. He's published a book, and he has created with his business partner a network of four blogs, and one of them, The Hairpin, which is their ostensibly their women's media site, but just more of a quirky, great place, is where Ask a Clean Person originated. So Corey has a deep understanding of the genesis of Ask a Clean Person and what my life is like as a clean person doing this job.
It's true. Yeah. She's crazy and filthy. Don't.
No, I'm not. No, she's that's how rumors
she actually
get
literally is the cleanest person around. It's horrifying.
I'm pretty clean.
Are also a very good tester of methods. You're very scientific about cleanliness, which I appreciate.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's people don't understand that you actually, you're sort of a cook's kitchen of cleanliness. You
know a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
A little test kitchen-y.
Yeah, I try to be.
Yeah,
I try
smart.
To be. Okay, so let's talk test kitchen on cat hair removal.
So, almost all my cats have been rescues, including my current cats. And one thing,
that's
go
good.
Save a cat today.
Go save a cat.
Yes, no reason to don't buy an animal.
Yeah.
The one thing is that it's really important about hair and hair removal is that it actually starts with diet. If you feed your cats very well, their coat is significantly different. Both my cats, when we got them, they were like bristle brushes. They were like, you know, weird shoe polish brushes when we got them from the shelter.
That's exactly what I was picturing.
Oh, they were just disgusting.
The hedgehog.
Oh, yeah. No, they were like, you're like, cardboard cat. We feed them really great carnivore food, basically.
Okay. Do you cook for them?
I do not this time cook for the cats.
Okay. Don't
I
start.
Actually would be willing. No, I'm willing to. I cooked for my last cat when he was very old, who you knew, Cat the Cat.
That's fine.
Actually, his last couple years he had homemade food every day.
He had the pumpkin
and he lived till he was like 1,000 years old because of that. But these cats get Ruruva, which is just a fine, decent food. I would like actually something that's a little better. We feel a little weird sometimes when we're like, oh, the oceans are being emptied of fish for my cat. It's like really super decadent and weird. Yeah. I gotta admit on some level,
but it's good for them.
But their coats are incredibly silky and soft, and also it helps with their shedding, it helps with their digestion. They almost never vomit. They've never had a hairball. They can clean themselves.
This is the best part of this whole podcast.
Right.
I actually didn't ever realize, because I'm obviously not a cat owner, I didn't realize how much diet had to do, particularly with a hairball situation. Because I hear about, hairball. When I see the word hairball come into my inbox, I'm like, oh, honey, oh, no.
Death.
Yeah.
No, it's disgusting. I mean, our cats vomit like twice a year, maybe. And I know cats who throw up like every day in the real world. Our cats like almost never throw up. And it's only because one of them's a frat boy and likes to gulp his food.
Yeah.
But they don't. So they don't choke on hair. They're not having to communicate hairballs. They crap a lot. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
Like, the frat boy cat, it's literally like, it's pretty bad. But that's because they're eating healthy.
But they're eating good food.
Eating vegetables and meats.
Yeah,
and like,
you can absolutely talk about crap. Last week in my Deadspin column, someone asked about leaving skid marks on the toilet. And I was like, okay, well, first of all, get more fiber.
Yes.
So yeah, I talk about crap all the time.
It starts with diet. These things. It always does.
It always does. Okay. So in terms of when they do shed,
yes.
What do you? Are you a Furminator? Are you a Love Glover? Are you? That sounds. Really
I would
perfect.
Love to have a Love Glover. You know, we've always only had Furminators, which I'm a huge proponent of.
How often do you Furminate?
This is a weekly occurrence in the house. So and if sometimes a little bit more, but it's usually weekly, especially in spring and fall. I feel like we actually are lucky enough to have a backyard that they go into, which is crazy.
Oh, that is lucky.
For now. I mean, they won't forever, but they'll run, they go out there every day. except in bird nesting season, which is now.
Oh, that's kind of you.
It's sort of dark and scary. You have to be careful out there. So they love it. I mean, like most cats.
Yeah, they
like
do love dogs. It.
They just like, they're like, oh, get it. Oh, that side. Yeah. And they'll jump up on their little box that and it's ridiculous. Yeah. So they love being brushed. They know we're helping them, you know, do the job they're going to have to do with mm-hmm. their face.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're down.
Okay. So that's good. I think this is a good time to ask you to read our question.
Let's see this question.
We have someone who is in and I love this question for two reasons. The first is that the way that it's written is very elegant and funny, and I love that. And also, I think that it's something that Corey in particular can speak to because it involves a multiple cat situation. So with
multi-cat.
With that, I'm going to have you do a dramatic reading of our today's Ask a Clean Person question.
And this is from your pal Rachel, a reader named Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Dear Jolie, I have a cat. I used to have four cats of various acquire, and I've managed to whittle that number down to one by returning cats that I was cat sitting indefinitely to their original owners.
I have questions.
I'm like a parenthesis. I must stop here. Yeah, no, it's intense. Like, this is a very interesting person, first of all.
Yes.
Who I admire already.
I knew you would.
Okay, Rachel continues. What I haven't been able to get rid of is the hair. My current kitty is a shedder, even though he's a short hair, and my apartment is covered with it. I could put my clothes on at my front door and still have cat hair head to toe. For the last few months, 16's a few, right? It's just been me, but now I'm getting back out there vis-a-vis men, and I'm hesitant to bring home a guy to my fur-decorated pad. How do I get all this cat hair out of my furniture, blankets, carpets, and clothes?
I know. It's everything. So I'm picturing like a home that looks like the Abominable Snowman, like just completely
cat fur cave.
Just completely covered. So I'm gonna say what I think she should do.
Please
and
do.
I want you to tell me one, how I did, and then two, what you would add to this regimen. So the first thing is, I think she just needs to do a super deep clean of the home. I think that she's got to take a weekend, it may even be two weekends, and just really go ape on the home. And generally speaking, when you're doing any kind of big home cleaning, and especially this is true of cat hair, you want to work from the top down. So if you were to vacuum your floors first and then try to defur the couch, all that fur from the couch is then going to land on the floors, and you're just going to be vacuuming the floor second. So work top down. I think she's just got to go room by room with a combination of microfiber dusting cloths for hard surfaces, and a vacuum with probably a hose attachment. I think the brush attachment is going to be no good in this situation because the cat hair is just going to get stuck in the brush attachment bristles, whereas a hose attachment will just suck that hair right up. And probably a crevice tool. Mm-hmm. Here's another thing. Just general life advice, guys. Use your vacuum attachments. I know it's kind of a pain to have to get them out and switch, blah, 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 but they're great. Like, I've recently really started using my vacuum attachments even more regularly than I did, and I love them. So use your vacuum attachments. So that would be sort of the first line of defense. When it comes to things like your blankets, your upholstered furniture, the love glove, which... Thank you for that.
Yes.
The love glove can actually be used not only on your pets, but on your furniture, and you could love glove yourself.
Oh dear.
Come on, you've read my stuff long enough. You knew we were going to go there. You can use those mitts on your upholstered couch and so on and so forth. But I think that's the way that she's got to go. And then last, the clothes either need to be laundered or just intensely lint rolled. And before we went on the air, you were telling me that you are just like a lint roll monster, that you have like several hundred lint rollers on your person at all times, and that's why you don't have cat hair on you.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. I mean, I definitely don't want Rachel to feel like she's alone. Like this is cat hair and cat owners is like a thing. Yeah, that's
so
right.
Normal.
So I don't want her to think like, what am I doing so horribly wrong that I have cat hair on me? You have a cat.
You have a cat. Which is what you've done wrong.
Yeah, your first mistake was letting an animal.
Yeah, no. This is normal. And the thing is, that's why I think she needs to do this kind of like major triage. Yeah. And then I think she needs to adopt some regular habits.
Yes.
You know, fermenting the cat once a week, changing the diet, as you suggested, I think is a great thing that can keep her home relatively hair free or, you know, a half hour cleaning once a week is enough to kind of keep the hair at bay.
You know,
does that sound right?
I think you're essentially right on. I agree. One of the things I think, and you have definite opinions on this too, and there's definitely different qualities of vacuum cleaners.
Oh yeah,
Which becomes a huge component of how you live with an animal. We have. Am I allowed to talk about brands?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
We have a Miele vacuum cleaner that's very good and has an incredible attachment for rugs. And without that, the matted hair into the rug would be a disaster. And using the different tools for different parts of the house is like a huge component of keeping the house cat hair free.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. What's the attachment that you use on the rug?
There's it's got like the whizzy super suction thingy and like a little whiskers. And it's crazy. And it goes... Okay. It's like insane. The cats are like now used to it, but first they were like, what's the monster?
I feel that way about it.
It's great. But honestly, it's like, well, that rug is getting a workout and there's not. And I'll say, what day is today? Today, we're recording this on a Wednesday. Can
yes.
I say that?
Yes, you can.
The house gets cleaned on Fridays and it's Wednesday. And as I woke up this morning, I saw there was already a layer of like human and animal dander like across the bureau in the bedroom. Like
yeah.
There's two dudes and two cats in this house. It was cleaned 5 days ago. There's a thin veneer of dirt made of hair and dander and probably pollen at this yep. time of year, like inside my house. And like that is a clean house. And this is
yeah,
how long
it just happens. That's
now.
That's life.
There's hair everywhere. There's hair in the bed. There's hair in my clothes. There's hair on my body.
Absolutely.
You know, it's gross.
Yeah. Hair everywhere. This is a great time for us to take a little break mm-hmm. because when we come back, we are going to be talking about hair from the human body.
Ooh.
Which I think is actually going to be the grosser part of our discussion, Corey.
I think you're right.
So we will be back in just a minute with Corey Sika, co-proprietor of the All Network.
All the music on this show provided courtesy of RecTech. That's soundcloud.com/RecTech. We'll be right back.
Be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, cleaning expert, and I am here today with Corey Sika, co-proprietor of the All Network. And we have just finished up a rousing discussion of cat hair, which means it's time to move into an even more rousing discussion of human hair. I am a monster about having human hair in the home on the floor. It drives me crazy. I vacuum, Corey, every day.
Oh,
I am
wow.
a nut.
Is that at night or in the morning?
Day?
Little break?
Sometimes twice a day.
Okay, fair. Listen,
sometimes
we all have our things.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So when we were preparing for this show, Corey mentioned to me that he is the de facto cleaning lady in his office. He's the owner of a small business, And you have, what, 12 employees now?
There's like 12 people who work in the office, give or take. Maybe sometimes 10. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they've moved somewhat recently into a new office space that's big enough for the 12 of them to be in. And Corey has taken on the role of office housekeeper. And one thing that he mentioned specifically to me was the amount of hair that his coworkers produce, which I was actually really surprised to hear. I don't often think about hair problems in bathrooms, in offices. Mm-hmm. I think of bathroom problems mm-hmm. in offices because I hear about those often, both from my colleagues and just from readers.
Oh, yes.
But I didn't think about the hair problems. And I actually have a question for you that comes up frequently in my line of work, partly because I write Ask a Clean Person at Deadspin, which is a sports gossip blog that gives me a little corner of the world to write about cleaning. And that also means that my audience is now primarily male.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Someone's helping them.
It changed my life when I started writing for men.
Oh, yeah.
For the better times a million. Not that I don't love writing for women, which I do, of course, but like really getting in there and writing for men has been so much fun for me. And it's been interesting because in its way, it's forced me to challenge a lot of my own latent gender essentialism. I'm very aware of not pandering or treating the men differently or giving them different advice from what I would give to a woman. And I think that's a hugely important part of my job. Mm-hmm. So it's been very interesting. And one of the things that is particularly interesting is what writing about cleaning for men has shown me about the differences, or more accurately, the similarities between the sexes when it comes to cleaning. And actually, the good news is that it were way more even than you would think. Women are not cleaner than men.
Women's rooms are disgusting.
They're so gross. So the good news is for everyone, especially me, is that everyone is filthy. Mm-hmm. And the reason that that's good for me is because it keeps me in a job. And I really like this job. But one question when I moved my act over to Deadspin that started coming up over and over and over again was the old, I just moved in with my girlfriend and my God, her hair is everywhere question.
Oh, it's incredible for men, right?
It's incredible. Shocking. Except now I'm going to tell you that I'm one of those weird people who did not live with my husband before we were married.
Weirdos.
I was so weird. And when... When we got married and he moved in, my God, the hair, Corey.
Yeah.
And it's a different, and I've talked to women and I've talked to men about this, and I think that it's all hair, but we respond very differently to the hair of a different sex because it means something or it feels something different to us. So that's a lead in to me asking you, work in an office that is, I think, slightly more male than female, right?
Oh, yeah.
And yet you're seeing this hair problem. So it's not really fair of all these men to be like screaming about their girlfriend's hair when in fact they're shedding hair all over the place too.
Yeah. They're just freaked out because they're seeing long hairs.
Right.
And there's like this weird thing about long hair where you're like, oh, I'm always finding this in my mouth or something. You know what I mean? It's like some gross like horror movie trope.
Which I'll tell you on the opposite end of it. And, you know, I don't know if you have the same reaction to it. You know, you're a man who's married to a man, so maybe this is like something you don't even see at all. But when I see male body hair, I'm about to get real.
Go.
When I see male body hair on the bathroom floor, it looks like pubic hair.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I vacuum twice a day. Now you know, because I freak out. I'm like, oh.
Right. Everything that comes off a man looks like. Everything that comes off a man looks like a pubic hair. No, it's true. And it's not always, that's not always what
like,
it is.
My apartment is just perpetually the rim of a Coke can.
And I'm
being sexually harassed by. We're old enough that
by
we
your
remember
spouse.
That.
I know that joke is went over to millennial heads. Sorry. I would like to put out a disclaimer of the saying that Mike Dang is incredibly helpful in cleaning the office. By the way, he's a
of
huge pitcher
he
in. So, that's
so Mike Dang is the editor in chief of the Billfold.
Yes,
is that his right title?
The Billfold,
and he's great,
which is wonderful. And so, and we wouldn't be able to get along without his office assistance in any way.
Right.
So, I want to give shouts where they're desired. But yes, so we clean the office top down.
Okay.
As you do.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Because I taught you well.
Yes, because I've read the literature in question. You know, and we don't do like the thorough, the offices do for a thorough clean, like taking the windows down, all that jazz.
Yeah.
Ugh, the block.
Does the building not do any of that stuff for you? No.
No, we're in a funny downtown Brooklyn building. Like, okay. There's only two things in our building. Okay. We have like a whole floor.
So when you do, so first of all, how did you, you're the big boss. How did you end up being the maid? I know how, because I know
how.
You know,
this is how these things are. It's like, sort of like someone's got to do it.
Can't you make a chore wheel? This is actually...
Chore wheel? No, that would be so mean.
Really?
Well, I'm also, I don't know, I'm weak at heart. No, I just don't... Also, listen, it's easy for me to clean. It's sort of pleasurable for me to clean.
Okay, I feel
it's
that.
It's doable. And I'm not going to be like, your turn to get down on your hands and knees and clean the underside of the toilet. It's not
I think you should
thing.
Do that. So here's...
Can you imagine?
Here's
it's not summer camp.
I feel like it is summer camp, actually. It is a little summer camp. So here's the reason why I kind of ask about the chore wheel thing is that I obviously read a lot about, you know, how women carry most of the burden when it comes to cleaning, both in the home and now sort of a new hot topic that's coming up is the notion of office chores.
Yes.
And that when one person takes it on, and oftentimes it's a woman, you obviously are not a woman.
Not yet.
But
getting there.
But no, we're not going there. That they take it on for just that reason. That it's just easier for me to do it, or you know, it's just faster if I get it done this way. But then you're perpetuating this inequality of chores.
Oh yeah.
And you're doing it in a primarily male office space, in which, frankly, I feel like those boys could benefit from getting down on their knees and cleaning the underside of the toilet. So I'm gonna advocate for an all network chore wheel.
I feel like here's part of my rationale, and I agree with you strongly in what you're saying. Absolutely. Part of my rationale in a small business where everyone's sort of on equal footing is that we all have our own, each have a terrible cross to bear of something. You know what I mean? Like,
that's fair.
All have one awful thing to do, and mine is like coming in on a Sunday, like every other weekend or whatever.
Okay.
Like, hitting the Johns.
All right. I'll buy that for $1. I'll buy that for
covered in hair.
In hair. Covered in hair. It is the hair on the toilet is the grossest thing in the world.
But you know, what's funny is you work your way down, and you're not allowed to come in my office right now because I haven't cleaned the blinds all winter. And like,
okay.
You know, and they
You should have me in because I'll give you my blind cleaning tool. There are these amazing...
Oh, yeah.
They're like fingers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're like microfiber... covered fingers. Casabella makes them. I love...
I should write this down right now.
Casabella makes this like insane line of microfiber products in general. They have a product for virtually every dusting job you could do in life.
Wow.
And which, you
bless.
Know, I generally tell people like, don't, you know, these single use products are not worth your time.
Right. Of course.
But sometimes it is fun. Mm. Like, if you're doing a lot of blinds, it is fun to have a dedicated blind.
We have so many blinds. We have so many windows.
So many windows. Well, windows are good.
And
they
also
help people
we're
from being depressed.
Absolutely. We're in downtown Brooklyn, so we have all these windows everywhere, but it's a city of soot and filth.
Oh.
So, like, it's sort of terrifying. Like, I have to throw buckets of water on the screens. Like, do you know what I mean when I do the window? It's crazy.
Yeah.
They're black. They're, like, black with soot. The window... Anyway. So, but as we work top down and inside out, sort of, or top, whatever. Like, one thing that happens is that we're definitely, like, wiping down the desks of, like, eyelashes and arm hair. Which is interesting. Like, it's not something I would have expected.
No, I wouldn't have expected that either. And I was really surprised when we were preparing for this that you mentioned the office cleaning, but specifically the hair.
It's the least, honestly, it's the least gross thing going on, probably. Like, spilled food or rodent droppings, which we don't have anymore. Don't worry.
Oh, you've moved out of the Condé Nast building now?
There's rats in the World Trade Center, ladies and gentlemen. Run, run, run. I mean, there were definitely mice in our building. We're above a deli. You know what I mean?
There are mice. We live in New York. There are mice everywhere. That's the other thing that I tell people about stuff like, you know, but a lot of people come to me with questions about bugs, and they feel like they've done something wrong, and they're being punished. And I'm like, listen, bugs happen.
Yes.
You could be the cleanest person in the world. I have bugs in my home. I am the cleanest person in the world.
Yeah.
I mean,
literally.
Almost.
No, I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah. And I have bugs. And you know why? Because I live in New York. Because I have neighbors.
Right.
Who are, I mean, it's not like the bug, like, comes up to my front door and is like, oh, Jolie lives here, better not go in there. You know, they don't know. They just invite themselves in.
No, these mice have a delicious, you know, store of food. By the way, don't get a sandwich at a deli in New York City ever.
Or do, because you've been eating it all this time and you're fine.
Exactly.
It's like when people freak out about dust mites in their mattress and pillow. I'm like, listen, the Prince of Denmark has dust mites in his pillow. Like, you've lived this long. Don't freak out. If I can give anyone any message, it's basically don't freak out, right?
That's like, right.
I don't, and like, people often think because I'm a clean person that I'm a germaphobe. I'm absolutely not a germaphobe.
No, you're soaking in it.
I'm totally like, it's like, I'm not a germaphobe, and I don't want to make anyone a germaphobe. So a lot of times when I talk about you know, as the mattress thing freaks people out a lot, and I'm like, don't freak, just before, I'm going to tell you some things that are going to be scary. Don't freak out.
No, listen, your body is swimming in mites right now. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're an animal.
Yeah. I mean, we are dust.
Yeah.
What do you think dust is? Dust is us.
You know, when they talk about microbiomes, it sounds so nice and cozy. But when really they're talking about like a significant portion of your body weight is made up of like animals eating themselves, you just want to vomit.
Yeah. It's really nice.
It is nice. It's cozy. Like, you should just like indulge in it. Yes. The things you're putting in your body and the things that are already there are harrowing. Yeah, so this is good stuff to remember as you're, like, scrubbing down toilets or whatever. Because you're like, you know what? There's already feces inside me.
That's right. That's right. I always tell people about the toilet, like, you've touched poop before.
Right.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
This seems like a great note to end on. Poop. Corey Zika.
Once again, poop.
Corey Zika, co-proprietor of The All. Thank you so, so very much for being here. My very first guest on Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, cleaning expert and author of Ask a Clean Person, which appears on Wednesdays on Deadspin.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.